Log Talk Radio.
Grizzly's Growls presents The IDSL, the show that tries to play every tune by every Minnesota artist on GarageBand.com, if they let me, and if it doesn't suck. Now, here's your host, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Well, hello, folks. This is the IDSL for September 9, 2009. 9-0-9-0-9. Oh, my goodness. And this is your host, the internationally somewhat familiar new media celebrity of sorts. Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Tell you what, I'm running a little bit late today. I realize I just barely got the show started on time. And that tells me once again what I should have figured out quite a while ago. I think the IDSL is going to have to go on hiatus until at least things for school are somewhat more settled than they are now. At least that, and probably for a longer period of time than one might wish. Simply because school is kind of wearing me out. Because I'm a full-time student now, I'm no longer eligible under the normal rules for unemployment, so that money's gone. And I have yet to get my paperwork back from student for student aid, so that money's not here yet. So I can't afford the time, the energy, or the money to keep this up. Sorry about that. But I do have three shows still scheduled for this week. I have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I don't have anything scheduled for Friday. I might put together something quick. I sort of have a vague idea what I might do with that. But in general, probably this is going to be the third to last or fourth to last IDSL for an indefinite period of time. So while we're here, though, let us carry on with business and everything, shall we? First up on the IDSL, we have a little tune from folks who we've heard from before. That would be Dallas Orbiter. Dallas Orbiter is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They play indie rock, or what they call space rock. I've actually liked a lot of the stuff I've played from them. Dallas Orbiter is a Minneapolis-based quintet exploring the cusp between sophisticated pop songwriting and modern spaced-out psychedelia. The group began with long kraut rock and electric Miles Davis-inspired space jam sessions in the late 90s, featuring singer and guitarist Mark Miller, bassist and guitarist Daniel Garris, Rhodes piano and analog synth master Jonathan Schmig, and drummer Greg Flanagan. The current lineup solidified in 2000 when multi-instrumentalist Eric Lodahl joined up on bass, guitar, filters, Farfisa, whatever that is, and Lap Steel. Soon after, the band went to work on their first recording project in a tiny practice space near downtown Minneapolis. Dallas Orbiter's first self-titled CD was released in a handsome handmade, hand-numbered limited edition in 2002. FakeJazz.com, a webzine dedicated to all things psychedelia and post-rock, declared it a slab of psych pop rock genius. A super limited and again hand-packaged experimental epiphile EP that it would be, followed in 2003, entitled Dallas Orbiter in a Vat of Laser. Vat of Laser. The winter of 2002-2003 was spent building a studio in drummer Flanagan's basement. Third CD, the first recorded in their home studio, entitled Magnesium Fireflies, Arise, is scheduled for release on Princess Records in January 2005, which means it must be out by now, I suppose. The record reflects sharpened songwriting instincts, a continued focus on mind-expanding sonic texture, and a growing interest in the production techniques of left-field hip-hop and beat-driven electronic music. Again, the band includes Greg Flanagan on percussion and vocals, John Smig on keyboards, Eric Lodahl on everything, Dan Garris bass, guitar, and vocals, Mark Miller lead guitar and vocals. Now, the tune in this particular case, something called Chandeliers, Scientists, Freaks, and Aliens. So this is Chandeliers, Scientists, Freaks, and Aliens from Dallas Orbiter.
Angelic arrangement of
disappear.
Chandeliers, scientists, freaks, and aliens from Dallas Orbiter. I always liked their work, and that one I liked in particular, so I guess they gave us one more good one there. Moving right along, or should I? Well, is there anything else I wanted to cover? I already told you the big news coming up this week. This is, you're basically hearing the last week for the foreseeable future of the IDSL, sad to say, but I can't do this and do school at the same time. Just the way it is some days. Hi, Ronnie. Thanks for stopping by. Well, let's see. I don't have anything else to do here, so I might as well just work my way through my tunage. I have next up on the tune list here, so a little something from Midriff. Midriff is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They play ska, or they play punk, or they play ska punk, they say. They describe themselves. Three childhood friends from the quiet town of Winona, Minnesota, met in karate class, formed a band in 1995, soon started playing ska and punk music. After being heavily influenced by bands like Sublime, Goldfinger, Operation Ivy, Less Than Jake, Rancid, and NoFX, Midriff is a complete DIY band, doing everything themselves, including their own recording, mixing, artwork, etc. Since I do my own recording, mixing, artwork, etc., I can almost say, uh-oh. They often sing about corruption and the corporate media machine. Boy, that's some stuff we've been covering in school. The band name, Midriff, is inspired from a PBS... PBS documentary called Merchants of Cool, which defines the midriff as a caricature created by the media machine. The teenage female who is prematurely adult, consumed by her appearance, flaunting her sexuality before she is old enough to understand it, all repackaged as a new kind of female empowerment. All of Midriff's music is free to download, which means I guess I must be free to play it, too. Members include Chad Clay, lead guitar and vocals, Casey Publicki, drums and vocals, Johnny Tim on bass and vocals. Now, the tune is called, from Midriff, Change Again, which could be ska, could be punk, but it's listed as ska. So let's check out Change Again from Midriff.
Going through at
never tried to disagree. In reality, we're not the same. My apology. Never tried to disagree. In reality, we're not the same. When you change your good,
when you change your game,
it's just another trend.
Chasing
and I know you change your mind. It happens every time.
When you change your good,
when you change your game,
it's just another trend.
Chasing and I know you change your mind. It happens every time.
That was Change Again from Midriff, which from the definition of what they mean by midriff, you could also call the band Tramp Stamp, I suppose, too, but not quite as classy sounding. Anyway, you know, I was chatting with Ronnie here in the chat room here. Ronnie's from Beneath Everything, another show here on Blog Talk Radio you should check out. And I was mentioning that I was planning on not doing the live shows every day of the week. And so I'll be cutting way back to just my school stuff and my other two podcasts and my current audiobook. So it's not like I'll be gone or anything, you know. It's not like I'm cutting back that much. I'm just going back to what used to be normal for me. So I suppose that's all for the best anyway, if you think about it. Speaking of all for the best, there was one project I did recently that I was rather proud of, which I have been trying to include in all my shows and haven't quite managed that in all of them, but in most of them anyway. And you'll remember this if you've been listening to the show regularly, so I'm going to throw it out there once again. I forget if this is the latest version of it, but I think it's pretty close anyway. This is the one on the behalf of Spider Robinson.
Hello folks, this is Grizzly Smith. I wanted to take a moment to share with you something I heard on the podcast of a favorite author of mine, possibly a favorite of yours, Spider Robinson. Spider and his wife, Jeannie, need our help. I'm an impoverished broadcasting student at the moment and can only do a little, but I can help spread the word, and I hope you'll help too. If you're a podcaster, I'm fine with your copying this piece into your own shows. I think Spider will be fine with it, too. I've also included links in the show notes for providing financial help, the same one Spider mentions on Spider on the Web 71, where I got this piece. If you can, I hope you use those links and help where you can. Now here's Spider Robinson, and I'll let him explain the rest.
Okay, before I go, I feel a need to clarify Jeannie's medical situation. We have both talked ourselves hoarse on that subject since about last February, through many changes, and have lost track of just exactly what we told to exactly who, and furthermore, our own natural instinct from the start has been to downplay things to keep such personal matters private. Ha! Fat chance. It is simply not humanly possible to not talk about having cancer or having a spouse who is dealing with it. Nor is it possible to keep telling the same story over and over again and not leaving parts out. So now some of our friends are going, oh, wait a minute, Jeannie, that surgery of yours was for cancer? And others are saying, what's this about a benefit concert for you? I thought you beat it. And anyway, you live in one of those countries with socialized medicine. What do you need money for? So it's time to bring everybody up to speed. Several months ago, the brilliant Dr. Andre Buschkowski helped Jeannie beat back a rare and virulent form of biliary cancer with 9.5 hours of creative surgery removing her gallbladder, common bile duct, and 3/4 of her liver. But her syndrome, Maritzi's, is so rare, even Dr. B can't say how much time he's bought her, how soon it might recur. If it does, no further surgery will be possible. For technical reasons, she is not a candidate for either radiation or chemo. Her only hope for long-term survival now is therefore to reboot and reinvigorate her failed immune system. She needs special therapies and meds and supplements, extensive diet and lifestyle changes, and a stress level as close to zero as possible. All those are expensive. None are covered by even Canada's excellent medical care. And like many artists today, if not most, we were already running on fumes financially when this came up. But Jeannie, a Soto Zen monk, has been spreading love and kindness around in all directions for a long time now, ever since I've known her. So her Buddhist Sangha in Vancouver, Mountain Rain Zen, our neighbors on Bowen Island, and friends as far away as Florida have all spontaneously come together to raise funds to help keep her around as long as possible. Your participation is welcomed. A Bowen Island benefit concert, We Dream for Jeannie, will be held at Cates Hill Chapel at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, September 18th. For details, go to http://wedreamforjeannie.blogspot.com/. That's Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E. Checks can always be sent to Mountain Rain Zen Center at 6183 Fraser Street, F-R-A-S-E-R Street, Vancouver, B.C., postal code V5W2Z9, Canada. Goods or services can be donated for eBay auction by contacting Jan Schroeder at dreamforjeannie@aol.com. My friend and colleague Don DeBrandt, for example, will use the name of the highest bidder for a vampire, werewolf, or golem in his next novel as D.D. Barrant, Death Blows, which he describes as, quote, either an urban fantasy, paranormal mystery, or supernatural romance, take your pick, unquote. And if you'd like to simply send a PayPal donation, by Monday, 24 August, there will be a hot link for that purpose at http://wedreamforjeannie.blogspot.com/. As a Buddhist, Jeannie's been contemplating her own death for as long as I've known her. She's not afraid. She's also not in any hurry at all to go, nor I to let her. She and I both warmly appreciate your help, support, prayers, or just good thoughts. So does our grandchild, Marissa Alegria, presently enjoying her third month as an earthling.
I am awful proud about the way that turned out, but of course Spider and Genie are doing the hard part on that anyway, so. Keep it in mind, I'll put links in the show notes, as always. Meanwhile, back at that music thing that I've been trying to do, next up on the IDSL list is a little something from someone named Matthew Anderson. If you're from Minnesota, of course, you'll be familiar with the name Matthew Anderson because about half the people are named that. Anyway, Matthew Anderson is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota because about half the people in the state are out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. He plays indie rock. He describes it with acoustic piano with an indie F, which could be an indie flair, I suppose. Says here, Matthew Anderson brings music to a whole new level, focusing on life and relationships. Matt's songs consist of acoustic piano and lyrics fueled by emotion. Matt taught himself how to play the piano at age of 14 after moving from Canada to Minnesota, almost said Canada. Matt turned to music to vent his thoughts and feelings. In the summer of 2000, Matt recorded his first CD, titled The End of the Beginning. Matt is now in the process of breaking into the local music scene in Minneapolis. And that was, I don't know how long ago, Matthew Anderson and everything here. Change is a season. Changes in the season is the name of the tune. It is indie rock. It says here, one day I heard someone say, I can't wait for someone to finally get here. It was a simple comment I'd heard many times. You hear that in Minnesota, of course. This time it stuck in my head. It reminded me of all the times I've heard someone say, I can't wait for summer, only to complain when it got too hot, or praise the beauty of the winter upon its arrival, only to complain about the cold. Typical Minnesota philosophy of things. Started wondering why people couldn't just be happy with the seasons and their lives in general all the time. Instead, lots of people tend to keep passing off all the subtleties of life and hope that something better will come along and never stop to realize how good things are. This idea and my feelings toward it consumed me so much, I decided to spit them out onto paper. Out of lyrics took me about a week to finish. It was the first time in a long time that I've been completely satisfied with lyrics that I had just completed, so I had to make a song with them. Only 5 days later, I performed the first version of this song for my friend Carlos. The song has changed since then for the better. It remained one of my favorites. When recording, I was low on cash, so I tried to do as few takes as possible in songs. Remarkably, this MP3 is the first take from the recording studio. All in all, I think I'm just in love with the song. It means a lot to me. Seems to say a lot to people who hear it. To me, there's nothing more a musician can ask for in a song than that. Amen. So this is Change is in Season from Matthew Anderson. Thank you.
finally come. Melted snow in the street. The sun comes out of December.
Changes in Season from Matthew Anderson. Ain't it just, though, huh? That's that's actually a pretty, a very Minnesota message, I guess. We're very much a seasonal state in a lot of different ways. Anyway, let's see. Well, plenty of time. A couple of more tunes to do here. Wonder if Chris Kirby had let me do my Friday show with a full album play out of his Vampire Hotel. That'd be nice, you know. I like the album and everything, and it would fit with the pattern, because it's what I did with Natalie's album when after I did the show with her. So to the extent that I've been doing this long enough to actually have a pattern, that would kind of fit for the Friday show and kind of bring it out with a bang. Anyway, let's see. I did that one. Did that, and then that. Why don't we just jump on to the next tune here, then? The next one is from somebody whose music I've played before. Again, seems to be a pretty consistent set. There's a few bands where I pick up a new one as I go along here. This is from Chic, or, well, it's spelled Shike, but I think it's actually supposed to be Chic. Chic is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, like everybody else. They play alternative rock. Chic is described as a basement, a four-track, and a beer. Actually, the person who does the stuff is just marked in as S. Chic on everything. And Arlo Beans, of course, as the dog. Actually, a German Shepherd. You can kind of see a picture of him on GarageBand here, if you'd like. The tune is something called Change. Nothing further said here. Alternative rock. So let's check out Change from Chic or Shike.
Change for anybody.
Change from Chic, or possibly Shike. It's really hard to say. That was kind of pretty, too. You know, actually, that would make a good background music for maybe a Dell commercial. You know, that kind of music. It's the kind of music they play for those. Or some computer commercial guys use that kind of music, I think. I can't remember which one. I think it was Dell, though, isn't it? Might be Dell. Might be HP. They do some kind of that sort of thing now, too. But I can't remember which one. But anyway, it sounds like one of the computer companies commercials. Speaking of commercials, I have a couple others that I can play here, which sort of count as commercials. I'm just saying. And I don't know. Oh, I didn't upload all them promos I was going to upload too. Now, of course, I won't have to because I've still got the rest of the. I've got the rest of the week, and then I won't have all of this BTR stuff going on a regular basis anyway. But this one, let's see what we got here. I've got one more on the IDSL list. What the heck? Why don't I throw in Nobilis's little thing? I actually don't get that much feedback from people, and I think feedback is kind of important, so I'll let him explain why, okay?
Hi, my name is Nobilis, and I am a podcaster. You may have heard of me, but even if you haven't, I'd like to take a minute or so of your time and talk about being a good podcast listener. The vast majority of podcasters don't get paid. Most of them work hard to craft the best audio and video content they know how. Some of them ask you for donations, some of them ask you to buy their stuff, some of them ask you for votes, but there's one thing nearly all of them appreciate, and that's feedback. It can be hard to give a podcaster feedback. Many of you are listening in the car, or on the job, or working out, or doing chores. It can be difficult to remember to send feedback when you won't be near a phone or a computer for an hour or more after listening to the show, and so often one show just blurs into the next. Sometimes you don't feel like you have anything meaningful to say. I can relate to that. Sometimes I feel that way when I'm recording my show. But let me tell you, the podcaster whose work you're listening to right now doesn't care if you're contributing some great observation to the global consciousness. He just wants to hear from you, even if all you say is, "I'm a listener, and I like what I hear." So try this. Once a month, sit down with your podcatcher, whether it's iTunes or Juice or just a list of links in your browser, and scroll through the list. Pick out a dozen or so that you feel have given you something valuable, whether it's a moment of joy or a sparkle of truth or a cathartic tear, and tell them. Make a comment on the website. Send in an email. Make an audio comment. Whatever works for you. Think of it like paying the monthly podcasting bill. And the best part is, paying this bill won't drain your bank account. The true wonder of podcasting is that the people who produce them are so incredibly accessible. They're just ordinary folks like me and you. Well, except for Tim Morris. But that's neither here nor there. My point is that we want to hear what you have to say, even if it's just a few words of encouragement. Thank you for your time. And remember, in order for us to be attention whores, we do need to get paid once in a while.
Thanks, Nobilis. I think that pretty much says it all. Or part of what had to be said anyway, and he said it so much better than I could. Plus, it's just cool to have other people's voices on the show, so what can I tell you? Although the whole show is pretty much music, so I guess I've got lots of other people's voices on the show. Moving right along, speaking of music, we have next and last for today on the IDSL, a little something from Static Captain. Static Captain is out of Stillwater, Minnesota, a one-man band from Minnesota, consisting of Paul Schultz on everything. Plays alternative rock. The tune I'm going to be playing is something called Chap My Pride. And that's all I know. Only song he's actually got on GarageBand 2. So let's check that out then. Chap My Pride from Static Captain. We'll be right back.
She knew he would be with her until the night. But things went awry and started to fly. And it looked as though it just might crash. Would you love? Could not be denied. It was there that he had to confide. I have always wanted you for my life. This baby rich at my pride. She knew all those crazy beliefs that peppered her life for the thieves. But she could see through the lies he told to. Trying to give himself a little relief. What true love could not be denied. It was then that he had to confide. I have always wanted you for my bride. So baby, really chap my pride. 7 years after him gone, and their love was remaining an unending song. Many said, however, that she was wrong to believe in a man who could never be long, who could never be long.
Well, either that song ended rather abruptly or my computer just quit. I can't really tell. Doesn't look like it quit. But that's the way that one ends, I guess, huh? And speaking about how things end, I guess that was that for the day as far as the actual stuff on the list here. I've still got about 10 minutes left. Let's see if I've got something good that I can play that would be appropriate. Well, when I was talking to Chris Kirby the other day, I didn't get to play, of course, all of his tunes. I'm going to have to see if he'll let me do a full album play out on Friday. Otherwise, I suppose I could try and schedule another interview for Friday. I think it was starting to fall into a pattern where Friday was interview day. But maybe I'll hold off on the next interview thing. Anyway, this one, he didn't actually tell me what this one is about. It sounds like possibly about his parents, although he seemed young enough, might even be grandparents he was talking about here. In other words, people about my, I don't know, a little bit older than me, anyway. It's a little tune for off his Vampire Hotel album. And, yeah, it's got to be grandparents. Golden Year, the tune is called.
On a sunny August morning, 1955, Christopher and Bridget are out by the church. Friends and family taking photographs, freezing every moment like each was the very first. Georgia, came to town as a teacher. Met Christopher the sailor and a hometown boy. They raised a family in a big white house. With food from a garden was the simple life they all enjoyed. Cheers, here is to your golden year. You know you haven't changed as far as I can see. Time rolls on, but you don't roll over. You make life look so easy. And I wish I might. Wish I may get to spend my life that way. 50 years later, 3 sons and a daughter, and who knows how many lifetimes of stories to tell. Growing old's a blessing, may you never forget it. Golden year, you know you haven't changed as far as I can see. Time rolls on, but you don't roll over. You make life look so easy. You make life look so. You make life look so.
Golden Year, probably the prettiest tune on Chris Kirby's album, Vampire Hotel. I encourage you to check out the album. I was lucky enough to be able to hear all of the tunes in order as in my capacity as a high-powered new media celebrity. I, of course, was able to get a hold of all of the tunes from Chris, which was very nice of him, I thought. Seems like this has turned out to be kind of a sentimental-sounding show, so I was looking at a couple of other ones that I could play, and I think I'm going to have to go back to my old friend Natalie Brown, whose music I have played over the time that I've been doing this particular show. And, of course, you know which one I am going to play, probably. Where is that one? Here it is, In My Dream.
Even though
About says it for me, folks. Have a good night. This is the Idea Sale out. Thank you for listening to the IDSL. The It Doesn't Suck list is based on a search for tunes by Minnesota artists on GarageBand.com, sorted by the name of the song. We make no guarantees to play everything, just everything we can get away with. Theme music is 140 Times from Rock On, also an IDSL tune from earlier in the list. Comments are welcome at grizzliesgrowls.com. This show is released under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 license. Thanks again, and talk at you later.